The slideshow for Lesson 1 will now begin. Please listen carefully as the content of each slide is reviewed and in some cases discussed in more detail. Please advance to the next slide when you hear this sound. Lesson 1, Agonal Breathing. This lesson begins on page 17 of the Excited, Delirium, and Agitated Chaotic Events Instructor Requalification Workbook. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is to be used only for informational purposes and shall not be construed as medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other advice. The information contained herein is time-sensitive, and users should consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professionals prior to using this information to make sure that it is current and has not become outdated, modified, and/or replaced with more current information. Users are also advised to consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professional directors and counsel to determine how the information contained herein is affected by laws of their jurisdiction, protocols of their jurisdiction, policies and procedures of their jurisdiction, and so forth, as these may affect the application of the information contained herein to individual events and circumstances. The information contained herein is provided to update graduates of the IPICD Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Event Instructor Program prior to version 5.1 and does not establish or create a standard of care nor enhance applicable legal standards of care. Disclaimer: the author, the advisors, and the publisher accept no liability whatsoever for any injuries to person or to property resulting from the application or the adoption of any of the information, procedures, tactics, or other considerations presented or contained in this document and/or training program. Only Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Death Incorporated qualified instructors is authorized to use and to instruct the content of this document. Lesson 1, Goals, Agonal Breathing. To define agonal breathing. To identify the many labels given to agonal breathing. To discuss the importance of knowing about agonal breathing. To discuss what scientific research has shown about agonal breathing. To discuss the importance of training 911 call takers, dispatchers, and other first responders about agonal breathing. To discuss the importance of performing cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, on individuals who are not breathing normally. To present video and sounds of a person experiencing agonal breathing. Lesson 1, Objectives, Agonal Breathing. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook, online instruction, and a multiple choice question, the learner will be able to identify when agonal breathing may occur in an individual with a minimum performance level of 100%. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook, online instruction, and a multiple choice question, the learner will be able to identify at least 5 labels given to agonal breathing with a minimum performance level of 100%. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook, online instruction, and a multiple choice question, the learner will be able to identify 2 important questions 911 call takers should ask a caller to help identify agonal breathing with a minimum performance level of 100%. Capture, control, restraint. Then what? Law enforcement officers are generally given good training on how to capture, control, and restrain an individual. However, little, if any, training is often given to law enforcement officers about post-restraint issues, such as how to identify agonal breathing. Please turn to page 17 of your instructor requalification workbook for more information about agonal breathing. Thousands of people suffer cardiac arrest each year across the globe. Many of these people are not in hospitals when they experience cardiac arrest. Many times, people will gasp or make other unusual breathing sounds. Some people go unresponsive shortly after struggling with law enforcement officers or after running away from law enforcement officers. Plaintiff lawyers have begun to file litigation noting that law enforcement officers have not been trained about agonal breathing. Agonal breathing is often associated with agony. Agonal breathing often occurs as the person is dying. Agonal breathing is one important sign that is associated with cardiac arrest. Agonal breathing is often identified by many labels, including but not limited to death rattle, snoring, heavy breathing, labored breathing, gurgling, guttural sounds, groaning, snorting, and/or gasping. Law enforcement officers often come into contact with individuals who have experienced cardiac arrest or are in ventricular fibrillation. Law enforcement officers who are not trained on what agonal breathing sounds like may mistakenly believe the individual is not dying because he or she appears to be breathing. Scientific research has identified a strong association between agonal breathing and survival. However, many medical doctors and law enforcement officers often mistake agonal breathing as a person still breathing and dismiss cardiac arrest as having taken place. Research has also shown that agonal respirations occurred in approximately 40% of cardiac arrest cases. People who were in ventricular fibrillation, 56% had agonal respirations. Agonal respirations are associated with survival. The first group of people to be trained about agonal breathing are your 911 call takers. 911 call takers must be trained to ask two important questions of the caller, which should become standardized procedure. Caller questions, the first one, is the person conscious? If the answer is no, the call taker should then ask, is the person breathing, quote, normally, unquote. The word normally must be stressed by the 911 call taker to identify agonal respirations. If the person is not breathing normally, CPR must be started before emergency medical technicians and/or paramedics arrive at the location. Law enforcement officers must not ignore agonal breathing or think the person is breathing and not in cardiac arrest. 60% of people who had survived cardiac arrest had agonal respirations. Agonal breathing cannot be interpreted as normal breathing signs of life. Law enforcement officers must therefore be trained about agonal breathing and its importance to survival. They also need to be trained about what agonal breathing sounds like. They must also be taught to begin CPR on those individuals who have agonal respirations and not to delay CPR. Watch the following demonstrations regarding what agonal breathing may sound like to those near the person who has suffered cardiac arrest. To minimize failure to train litigation, share this information with fellow law enforcement officers and 911 call takers. Please click the links on the bottom of the screen to watch agonal breathing demonstrations that were found on YouTube. Agonal breathing reminders. Agonal breathing may sound like snoring or gasping. Agonal breathing may follow cardiac arrest. Gasping is associated with a higher survival rate if CPR is done right away. 911 call takers, dispatchers, and law enforcement officers must be trained about agonal breathing. This is the conclusion of Lesson 1.